This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 24, 2017, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history, in 1938, the United States asked that all powers help refugees fleeing from the Nazis. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, Salem showdown over a sanctuary city-like proposal is less than a week away, and public discourse on the proposal has reached an all-time high as an alternative presents itself. Ward 4 City Councilor David Epley filed an ordinance last November to affirm the city's practice of not taking a role in federal immigration enforcement. The ordinance, now called Sanctuary for Peace, led to the creation of a special City Council ad hoc committee to tackle the issue and hold a massive public forum next Wednesday, March 29, at Bentley Academy Charter School. Meanwhile, City Councilor-at-Large Jerry Ryan has pushed forward an alternative to the ordinance, a declaration-like resolution that will now face its fate at a late-night meeting alongside Sanctuary for Peace. The resolution accomplishes the same as a declaration made by Beverly Mayor Michael Cahill a couple of weeks ago, according to Ryan. Cahill's declaration said Beverly will support its immigrant residents and support everyone without regard to immigration status, specifically doing so without the Garden City taking on a sanctuary designation. More on the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
North Shore Today continues now as we continue to follow school stories in Swampscott and Lynn. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, our first stop, Swampscott. Superintendent of Schools Pamela Angelakis appointed Jason Kalishman and Robert Murphy as permanent principals for the Swampscott Middle School and High School, respectively, removing their interim labels effective immediately and foregoing a formal search policy. In Lynn, on the heels of a bruising school election where voters overwhelmingly rejected a tax increase, the city faces the prospect of layoffs to erase a budget deficit. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy has instructed department heads to level fund their fiscal 2018 budget, which begins on July 1. In addition, the email to senior managers asks them to be creative in absorbing a 5% retroactive pay raise to city employees and another 2% increase set to take effect this summer. The city is short by $8 million. The combination of a $4 million deficit in the fiscal year 2017 budget and the addition of $4 million in raises for 2018. Some departments face as much as an 8.5% cut, while others will have a much lower threshold. Quote, in order to maintain the current level of operation, the city must address the $4 million deficit from last year and up the $4 million in new salaries due to contract settlements, said Peter Caron, the city's chief financial officer. To do so, the city needs to either find new revenue or reduce spending. Despite the cash crunch, the mayor insists Lynn is not in the midst of a financial crisis. There is more on this story as it relates to the schools and other city departments in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Bridget Turcott writes on itemlive.com, the Revere Spring Carnival opened Thursday night for the 30th straight year. The Fiesta Show's carnival is at the Showcase Cinemas parking lot at 565 Squire Road. Crowds in the thousands swarm the carnival grounds for the games, traditional carnival food, petting zoo, and dozen rides. E.J. Dean, Vice President of Operations of Dean and Flynn, Inc., also called Fiesta Shows, is quoted as saying, during fair season, you see the more unique foods, but in the springtime, people want the typical fried dough, sausages, caramel apples, candy apples, cotton candy, and so on. Dean and Flynn, Inc. was founded by Eugene Dean and Jack Flynn in 1935 at Salisbury Beach. By 1950, the two showmen signed a contract to provide the Carnival Midway at the Topsfield Fair, the nation's oldest fair that draws crowds of more than 500,000 people annually. The carnival in Revere will run through April 16 and is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday at 5 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, unemployment rates for the first month of the new year in Gloucester and all three Cape Ann towns show improvements from the previous January, traditionally the highest month for joblessness across the region, according to the latest state statistics. Gloucester's January jobless rate of 5.7% places America's oldest seaport well below the 7.3% unemployment rate it registered in January 2015 and marks the city's lowest January rate since at least 2008. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.